the top five on the Rokan Show. Five. Let's go. Four,
three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Get on with it.
Number five.
So this is the top story of the day. Acting Director of National Intelligence Joseph McGuire was questioned on Capitol Hill today. This is Congressman Jim Himes, Democrat from Connecticut. They want to know all about the whistleblower complaint that has launched an official impeachment inquiry. Well, it hasn't quite. They haven't voted on that yet. But they've started the conversation about it. So he refused to say Joe McGuire refused to say if he had actually discussed the whistleblower complaint with the president.
Director, did you or your office ever speak to the president of the United States about this complaint?
Congressman, I'm the president's intelligence officer. I speak with him several times throughout the week.
Sir, let me repeat my question. Did you ever speak to the president about this complaint?
My conversations with the president, because I'm the director of national intelligence, are privileged, and it would be inappropriate for me because it would destroy my relationship with the president in intelligence matters to divulge any of my conversations with the president of the United States.
All right. So he did not get the answer he was looking for there.
No, he did not.
But McGuire did do this. He defended the whistleblower, saying that it is a U.S. official who tried to act in good faith, but then Congressman Adam Schiff focused on his comments about that.
Director, you don't believe the whistleblower is a political hack, do you?
I don't know who the whistleblower is, Mr. Chairman. To be honest with you, I've done my utmost to make sure that I protect his anonymity.
That doesn't sound like much of a defense of the whistleblower here, someone you found did everything right. You don't believe the whistleblower is a political hack, do you, Director?
I believe that, as I said before, Mr. Chairman, I believe the whistleblower is operating in good faith.
Well, then they couldn't be.
The law.
They couldn't be in good faith if they were acting as a political hack, could they?
Mr. Chairman, my job is to support and lead the entire intelligence community. That individual works for me. Therefore, it is my job to make sure that I support and defend that person.
You know what I took away from this was that Joe McGuire, if you look at his resume, right, he was
incredible.
A 30-year naval
life
officer.
Of service.
He was a Navy SEAL for a decade. He was the commanding officer of SEAL Team 6. He is
career Navy from a family of Navy distinguished naval veterans.
Right, and he has a very he was incredibly detailed about his in his answers where he could be detailed, and then he was really careful, surgical about how he answered other questions. And one of the things that we do know for sure is that the president does watch these, and mostly in real time, because sometimes he'll be tweeting about them. And these are people, and especially this job, because the director of national intelligence, who was held by Dan Coats, who former Indiana senator and a very well-respected guy in Washington and throughout the nation, and by the military and by the intelligence community, was one of the longer-standing people in the Trump administration so far. And he just left a couple of weeks ago. This guy is new. He's acting still. Hasn't been confirmed. It's not even clear if he's the one that the president's going to say he wants to confirm. So he knows what this is. I think that Dan Coats, and I think that in this particular case, Joe McGuire, have taken these jobs, has taken this job to do the right thing. This is one of the most sensitive jobs in all of government, if not the most sensitive. And you better have the trust. The president better trust you. And these guys know that the president is not like a normal politician, right? And he doesn't understand in a lot of ways how this system was designed. That was not why he was elected. And he doesn't trust a lot of people. So they have to be, this is a really critical, critical, critical thing, because the lives of U.S. service personnel are on the line based on decisions that he makes, and the lives of citizens of the United States are on the line based on the decision that the president makes, and he's got to have the right information from this particular individual.
And you just heard him said, I will go out of my way to protect the identity of the whistleblower, even though I don't know who it is. Today, the New York Times, a lot of people said, went a little too far in describing who that particular person might be, putting out enough details that if you were in the sphere of the White House, you would know who it is. And many are upset about that development as well.
Right. Well, that's true. That I don't think was a good thing to have happen. But I this as you're watching this, a lot of people are going to walk away from this who saw this earlier today and maybe watch it on tape or whatever, see highlights of this and say that Joe McGuire was trying to stonewall. I don't think that was what was going on. I mean, this is
didn't seem like
this
it.
Is it. This has alarmed a lot of people. It has risen to this level, and he's doing the best job based on. At least what happened this morning, it's hard to walk away from that and not think, if you are familiar with how these operations work, that he's trying to do the best job he can for the American people. Right? So that's it's a tough, tough place for him to be.
Number four.
All right, now, the president expressed disgust after the whistleblower complaint was made public today, slamming the intelligence officer and the White House aides who helped him. Because this whole thing is it's not just about the whistleblower. The whistleblower was told by other White House aides how alarmed they were by this particular call and series of events surrounding the Ukrainian president. And this is this, and they moved, they were, it is reported now that actually the technical transcript of that phone call was moved from the server would normally be on in the White House to a super secret server that only ongoing operations are moved to. And who made that decision to do that? It was scrubbed from the earlier server, so it wasn't available to a larger contingent of people in the White House. It was the highest, most top secret server. Why did they do that? What was going on there? Who made the decision? So there's a bunch of people who the whistleblower had spoken to, and the whistleblower is basically putting together this story for the government, and the president is not happy.
But basically, that person never saw the report, never saw the call, really never saw the call, heard something, and decided that he or she, whoever the hell it is, sort of like almost a spy. I want to know who's the person that gave the whistleblower the information, because that's close to a spy. You know what we used to do in the old days where we were smart, right? The spies and treasons. We used to handle it a little differently than we do now.
Okay, please. Talking about executing them. There. Which drew a laugh. Solo laugh, but a laugh nonetheless. All right. Well, may we live in interesting times, and it just got much more interesting. Kim, what's going on in the news at the bottom of the hour?
Well, we continue to follow the latest on the impeachment investigation. We'll tell you what Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had to say coming up.
Top 5 continues.
Number 3.
Empire star Terrence Howard says he's looking forward to just being normal again after the end of Empire. He did an interview with Daily Mail TV, and the 50-year-old says that he thinks actors should have better access to mental health care.
Is he talking about Jussie Smollett?
Well, he did talk about Jussie Smollett.
How do we deal with Jussie Smollett and his storyline?
I mean, Jussie has been the heart of the show. He's been my son for 6 years, you know, and, you know, I miss my son.
And he feels like that to you in real life?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, my God. They're actors.
For me.
All right. Yeah. Stop it. I can't take it anymore. Now.
I'm sure they got close during filming. I'm sure you feel close to somebody. You spend that much time.
So Terrence Howard says there should be better access to mental health care. Well, he's living proof. Because if you saw him on the Emmy red carpet saying this, you would have called 911.
Uh-oh.
Well, let me put it this way. All energy in the universe is expressed in motion. All motion is expressed in waves. All waves are curved. So where does the straight lines come from to make the platonic solids? There are no straight lines. So when I took the flower of life and opened it properly, I found a whole new wave conjugations that expose the in-between spaces. It's the thing that holds us all together. On Tuesday, when I receive my star, I'm going to be able to prove that gravity is only an effect and not a force. Mm-hmm. I'm putting something on YouTube where I will build the planet Saturn without gravity and build the Milky Way galaxy without gravity.
Have we lost him? He's trying to distract for Jussie. He wants to make the headlines now.
Yeah, that worked. I called 911. When I saw that, I did.
Did
I go,
you see
I don't
it
know.
Live?
Yeah, I don't know where he is right now, but he needs help.
Number 2.
Here's a story.
50 years ago today, the Brady Bunch premiered. And it was not a huge hit while it was on the air, but it became a staple in syndication. Right?
Yeah, I mean,
it
was the reruns.
It was part of the Friday night lineup on ABC, and they were quite sure what was going to happen there. And there were two shows about families, and one was in a band, and the other one was just, I don't know. According to the tell-all books written about them, they were all just sleeping with each other in the doghouse. But here we go. Here's the pilot episode 50 years ago tonight. And this was a moment where, yes, Mike Brady was really nervous about marrying Carol.
I'm mature and I'm logical and I know I'm doing the right thing. Why should I be nervous? What makes you think I'm nervous?
It's the first time I ever saw you take 21 spoons of sugar.
I like it sweet.
Every bridegroom's a little jumpy, Mr. Brady.
It's a normal male reaction, Dad. For your generation. I once saw a movie where a man was getting married. He was so nervous, he forgot to put his pants on.
You know, I think he was nervous for other reasons. Because he liked dudes. I think that was the biggest problem there.
But that's the other interests going on there.
Yeah, I think that Carol. Was, yeah, exactly. All right, and finally.
Number one.
Jimmy Kimmel Live dropped its latest edition of Celebrities Read Mean Tweets. And this has got the A-listers. You got Mark Hamill, Jake Gyllenhaal, Zendaya, Tiffany Haddish, Maisie Williams, Chris Rock, Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell is overrated. Sorry, but he just screams. It's kind of true.
You, Chris Rock. You are on Grown Ups 2. Well, if you lost all your money in divorce, you'd be on Grown Ups 2, too.
I just cut a fart that smells so bad they added David Spade as a supporting character. That's not bad. I actually auditioned for that, and I didn't know if I got it.
The older Mark Hamill gets, the more he looks like Yoda. Seriously, seen that guy lately? He's Yoda.
Mean burn this is.
He does that well. That's funny.
That is how that goes. Yeah, that pretty much. That, you know, it's a part of our culture now. You're on the Twitter. You're just gonna have to put up with that. That's why I'm thinking about getting off of all technology whatsoever. Because I can't.
Are you taking a break? Or are you gonna get off of it? Off of it permanently?
Break. I don't know. I can't tell. What I'm gonna do right now is close this thing up.
The top five at five.